I got a question here. Police officers. Police shootings. I've got a little theory here, and this might jar you and bother you because, again, I'm always trying to give a perspective that's something that you're not going to get in run-of-the-mill perspectives out there. Right. Okay. My father was a police officer in the MP. I love police officers. I love our soldiers. You know, freedom isn't free. And you've got to have people that are, you know, soldiers put their lives on the line. You know, dads, moms, they know that their kids might grow up in single parent home or even as orphans. If you've got, you know, both military couples, you know, both people in the military, you've got, you know, they're taking a risk to do this, to live this career defending the country. We don't really care for our veterans. We should. Okay. I support this. This is important. But it's like we've got these two extremes. We're either going to hate them all or we're going to love them all. How about we celebrate good cops? How about we celebrate good soldiers? How about that? You know, soldiers have to go out and unfortunately they've got to shoot and kill the bad guys. Now here's the controversial point I'm going to make here. I don't think police officers should ever kill anyone. I know that that's really hard, and I know an explanation, and that's kind of my point here. But do police officers have a license to accidentally kill, or even kill on purpose? I don't think they do. I think once a police officer shoots and kills someone, their career should be over, no matter what the reason. This is where I stand on this. Police, it's hard. It's kind of a hard thing to say. But if a police officer is in a life-threatening situation and the only way for him to survive or to save someone's life is to shoot and kill someone, then he's making the decision to end his career. He should be done. It should be that important. Police officers should, and I know this is hard to say. I know I'm going to get some police officer mad at me. No, they've got to work. Wait. They're there to serve and protect. If you've got a hostage situation and the guy holding someone hostage needs to be shot and killed, it should not be a police officer who does it. They should get SWAT, or they should call in a special team. They should call in an assassination squad. If someone needs to be shot in order to keep the peace in the public, in order to rescue someone, if someone needs to be shot, it should not be a regular patrolling police officer. It should be someone else. Like I say, SWAT, maybe a special intervention team. But the regular officers who go out on patrol, who check the streets, they should be trained and so awesome that they solve any problem they encounter with non-lethal force. And if they've got to use lethal force, then it's above their pay grade or out of their scope, and they need to call in someone else. I really just, lethal force should not be a normal part of a regular patrolling, you know, traffic, robbery, you know, regular, the people out there patrolling, keeping the peace should not have lethal force within their normal scope. That's controversial. It's hard to say, but it's like, you know, if we allow police normal patrolling the streets, checking traffic, keeping everybody safe, making, you know, drunk driver stops, if lethal force is within the normal scope of their work, then that opens up excuses. And that's where police officers start to get hated, and we get anger against them, and we get riots, and we get people saying bad things about good police officers. And all this happens because we allow them to use lethal force so well. It should, being a police officer should not give someone a license to accidentally shoot people. A police officer accidentally shoots someone, their career should be over. And if a police officer is forced to use lethal force, if they must use lethal force, that they should be done. We need to celebrate the police officers who are able to encounter situations without using lethal force, without using lethal force. It's just, no, I'm curious what you think about that. Am I wrong about this? Am I all wet? Give me an explanation. I'll listen. But I, you know, the alternative is, you know, what's the alternative? If being a police officer means that you can shoot and kill people and it's legal, well, okay. But now what's the other side? Where does that go? We open up Pandora's box. We open up a can of worms. We're inviting all kinds of other problems and circumstances. We're going in a whole other direction. Everything festers and escalates to a whole new level. So if I'm wrong about this, is just an idea I've got. I reserve the right to change my mind about this. I reserve the right to ask for your opinion. But if we're not going to do that, maybe we should do something along the lines of what I'm saying. But I just, how do we have police officers who are able to do their jobs and who really emphasize non-lethal force? I mean, if you've got a hostage situation, two hostage situations, one, cops go in, kill the guy, rescue the hostages. How about the other one where the cops go in, they rescue the hostages and they arrest the perpetrators, the bad guys, without killing them? They question them, find out what they're doing, tap their criminal network. Okay, which one is better? Okay, so which one should we celebrate more? Okay, so which one should we kind of discourage somehow? All right, so can we do something that kind of moves us in the direction of really discouraging lethal force and really celebrating successful use of non-lethal force? Can we move in this direction somehow? Is there something we can do with this? You got any ideas? You know, it's a thought. It's a thought. There's way too much leniency on lethal force with police officers. And it shouldn't just be something simple like you shot someone, you're fired. It shouldn't, can't be a police officer anymore. Sacrifice your pension. You shot somebody. Can't be that simple. That's too simple. But there needs to be something simple, but something carefully thought through that celebrates the police officers that can do an awesome job without lethal force. How do we do that? I'm curious. Talk to me. See you tomorrow.